CBA Mobile. Tom Glenn. Yeah, I can hear you. You got some white noise in there with you, but you're pretty much 100% copy.
Okay, this is that little dual band radio that used to be in the car, right? And it says, let's see, there's a 510 and 50 watt position. Do I even dare go to the 50 watt position then? I think I'm gonna have a problem overloading the radio.
Sorry, I'm pulling out of the parking lot here, and I was talking to somebody. I was warning them about this crazy driver in a blue, dark blue Mustang, which would be me.
What kind of makes you drive? But people who own a Mustang, when you're a Mustang driver, you have a certain attitude.
Latitude, altitude, any other two that you can put on there. Yep. I took the mufflers off of it so I could hear it real good. So I'm really enjoying it though. It's a great car. I'm thinking about getting a Bronco, but I think I'm gonna wait until. I might wait until the next year comes out. And Peugeots are going to start coming back to America in 23, and they make a real nice product too.
Take the muffler off a Mustang. Hopefully, at least a classic Mustang, 60s, early 70s. And Peugeot, I haven't heard much of anything from in the past couple of dozen years.
This really doesn't affect the vehicle at all. They're right at the back of the exhaust, just before the exhaust tip. And you just cut them out, and he just welded a straight piece of pipe in there in their places. And, charged me $100, $50 a pipe. So, I couldn't beat that, and, I can't weld, so I couldn't have done it myself.
The pipe in place of the muffler is kind of what I understand.
So I really didn't change anything, factory-wise, because the catalytic converters are up at the front, all the way, just right off the headers, and so are the O2 sensors. Your O2s are always right there at the cats. One's in front of the on each side, you got one in front of the cat, and then you got one behind the cat, and they should not be seeing the same thing. The upstream should see pretty much raw exhaust, and then if the cat's working, the downstream's going to see something totally different.
Muffler for more than just sound suppression. It's vibration suppression, and also the back pressure from the muffler has to do with the efficiency of your exhaust system. It's a complicated system. It's almost like a tuned guitar string. The back pressure.
Dropped out of there. It sounded like you dropped out mid-sentence, but maybe you didn't. If I did that to my motorcycle, I would have to put bigger jets in the carburetors because it would lean it out. And I would love to do that to my motorcycle because it's a horizontally opposed six-cylinder. And I've heard one that they put straight pipes on, and it sounds like a small block V8. It is a sound to behold, let me tell you. They crank that thing up, and I said, man, I'm in love. But the pipes are like $800 and then another $400 for the jets to be changed. And I mean, I could afford it, but I'm kind of peculiar. I don't know if I want anybody messing with the carburetors. I think I'm just going to leave it like it is.
Designed it
Well, we would have told them, hey, you know, we can tell you that most hams are going to want something in between 10 watts and 50 watts.
The kid with the buzz on the desk, I put it back in the car, the TM-281, there's 25 watts and 65 watts. Okay, so it's balls to the wall, or about, let's say, half power, which I think is probably a better selection.
Look in the book on this one. This is the ICOM 2730, I believe. It's the 2 meter 440 with a detachable face on it. And it has low, medium, and high. And I'd have to look. I got the book in the dash here, but I'm not sure what those outputs are. Right off the cuff, I'm running it on mid power right now. Sometimes if somebody says they're having a problem copying me, I'll bump it up to high power.
Are you sure where it came from? I think it came from HRO. It's the Kenwood TM-733. It's a dual bander, you know, dual VFOs, whatever. It's a good little radio. This is the one that was in the vehicle, because it was small, and then it was here, then it was elsewhere, then it was back in the vehicle, and then the other Kenwood was here, you know, so right now this is the one.
You just need to go out to a ham fest and buy a used 2 meter rig and stick it in the car. And wire to the battery and be done with it. And not worry with the handhelds and leave them to the house.
My handheld, which is on the charger right now, it'll never reach from where it is now. Handhelds are useful for some things, not for most.
All I've got in the house is that 2 meter FM, and then of course my 7300 does 6 meters through 180, the only thing it doesn't have is 2 meters, but I'm not complaining because I think it's an excellent radio. I really don't have any complaints about it at all. And that Carolina Wyndham antenna that I got from Bill in 4IQ is doing a great job, and it was used when I bought it, and it's been moved 3 times, so it's still just like it doing as good as it did the first time I used it. So anyway, well, I'm pulling in the garage here, so I'm going to say 73s and have a good evening. I'm going to go in and spend a few minutes with the wife, watch some TV, and maybe probably have me a little snack and hit the sack later on. Yeah, so I'll say 73s and I'll clear out of here after your final KB4CBA.
KD2VNG. Yeah, our age, that pretty much constitutes a full day. Go out, play a round of tennis, come home, have a snack, go to bed. So I may do that too before too much longer. Anyway, you have a good day, and I suppose I'll talk to you later. KD2VNG.